The movements of a small wild cat have become the center of an upcoming congressional inquiry. The Canadian lynx is protected under the Endangered Species Act. They're found in the Rocky Mountain states, and for the last couple of years, federal biologists have been trying to figure out how many animals are left and where they breed. Now, three scientists stand accused of trying to rig the study. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Lynx are elusive, nocturnal. For the last few years, Mike Schwartz, a wildlife biologist with the Forest Service, has been studying them.
Oh, they're amazing. I mean, they're absolutely beautiful animals.
Scientists like Schwartz want to determine how many acres of forest land the endangered lynx will need if they're to survive. To figure it out, biologists working for the Forest Service have been collecting hundreds of lynx hair samples from dens and tree branches. They want to know if lynx isolate themselves in small groups or range and interbreed over very large areas. In 2.5 years, Schwartz has only laid eyes on the animal a few times.
I remember the first lynx I saw, just staring at you. You know, they have these big eyes, and they're staring at you, and they've probably seen you long before you'll ever take a look at them.
Schwartz is one of nearly 500 scientists involved in a national effort to study the lynx. The project is now embroiled in controversy. Last year, three biologists were discovered to have deliberately mislabeled lynx hair samples. They took strands of hair from captive lynx and passed them off as samples found in forests where lynx have never been spotted. The biologists say they didn't intend fraud. They were simply testing the ability of the lab to identify wild lynx. An explanation that did not sit well with the leaders of the study.
I think that what was done was wrong.
Scott Mills of the University of Montana is one of the principal investigators of the study. He says whatever the biologists' motives, they broke the basic rules of science.
You have to be able to count on the integrity of the data stream when you're a scientist. And in this case, the integrity of the data stream were corrupted.
The incident could have easily escaped notice. One of the scientists has taken early retirement. The others have transferred to new jobs. But when the story hit the local media at the end of last year, more serious accusations began to fly. Because the lynx is covered by the Endangered Species Act, evidence of their presence in a forest gives the government the right to restrict access to the land. Some property owners and anti-government activists accused the biologists of faking the samples in an effort to stop logging and development.
I think there are a lot of government-wide decisions being made under the Endangered Species Act that are certainly suspect.
That's Russ Brooks of the Pacific Legal Foundation. In his view, the Forest Service is out to advance an agenda, one that protects trees and animals at the expense of people and local economies.
They want to get people off the land and into cities, and they want to preserve open space, for example. And this lynx hair debacle clearly shows the lengths that they're willing to go to further that agenda.
Brooks' position has gained a foothold on Capitol Hill. Members of the House Resources Committee have decided to take a closer look at the lynx controversy, and they're calling scientists to Washington to testify. Lee Mitchell is the Washington State Director of PEER, a nonprofit group that advocates on behalf of federal employees that implement the Endangered Species Act, or the ESA. She says lawmakers are blowing this way out of proportion.
I think what's really going on here is this incident is being used as a lightning rod to attack ESA and the agencies and employees responsible for implementing it.
In the meantime, the science goes on. The National Lynx Survey is scheduled to be completed next year. Whether or not its findings are accepted could depend on how the controversy plays out in the political arena. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.